CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. We're going to start with pre-net check-ins this evening. Net control would like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred, and for IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Isla we said hello. KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Leroy. KI4LZI, that's Andy over on Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pilsner. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. KO4AOW, that's David over in Inman. KC4W, that's Bill. Bill is over in Anderson. And AA4RM, that's Robert in Easley. And KG4WMP, that's Landon over in Liberty. Appreciate everyone that used the pre-net check-in capability when they're not here for check-in, regular check-in. Appreciate you guys being there tonight. And next up, we're going to go for amateur radio operators that are brand new to amateur radio and have never checked in on net before and aren't really sure of the protocol and would like to learn how to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's your turn. Just call W4DJW, and I'll handle the rest. Okay, no new amateur radio operators this evening, but we'll keep trying. We do have an EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KO4NNH. Fred is my name. I'm currently car mobile using EchoLink in the Pelzer area.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH. That's Fred. He's mobile in Pelzer using EchoLink. Sounds good tonight, Fred. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening using whatever means necessary. Good to have you with us tonight. Take care and stay safe. And tonight, being Friday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with uniform through station with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters U through Z. And we'll like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Hey, Doug. Base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. We're negative and negative tonight. Sending 73 to you and all on the net. Appreciate you calling the net, Dave.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative and negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both named Mary. Hope you're doing good tonight. 73 is still all on the net.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize K4ZZX. That's Steve over in Greenville. Good to have you. It's nice, Steve. You sounded good. Appreciate you taking time at the base of Paris Mountain. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KX4YM, that's Scott. He's over in Greenville. Brings along with him KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary, over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Hope you guys are staying safe. And appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We do have another EchoLink station, so we're going to let that EchoLink station go. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Net control, check in Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Victor. Sorry, this is my first time. This is Walter from Simpsonville.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4MWV, that's Walter, coming to us from Simpsonville this evening over EchoLink. Good to have you with us tonight, Walter. Appreciate you taking the time to check this evening, and hope you're doing well. Let's see, one more call, uniform through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll bump it on up to the Alpha through Delta group. Station with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D. And we'll like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all indeed not, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Okay, now control, like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like you got that group to yourself, Rick. Appreciate you being with us this evening. We'll go ahead now and bump it to the Echo through Hotel group. Station with the first letter suffix of call that begins the letters E through H. And we'll like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. And everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's negative and negative.
4DJW. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around for a comment or two, Dave.
Okay, Nick Control, like to recognize N4HHC, that's Warren over in Taylor's. Good to have you this night, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And KC4EZN, that's Harry up in Candler. Got you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called. Begins with letters I through L. We'll like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
DJW. Hello, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Quebec, Yankee. Joe and Taylor's. Negative, negative. 73's to everyone.
Okay, Nick Control, like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good as usual from Tuxedo this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, James. You sound good. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JQY, that's Joe over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Joe. You sounding good. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and 73 to all those on the net.
Negative, I'd like to recognize KO4 LAO. That's Jim, sounding good from Traveler's Rest this evening. Good to have you this night, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called. It begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walled up here at Lake Bowen in Edmond. Ready to get back on the air and take control of Tuesday night net controller. Thanks for filling in, Dave. I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KO4. K4OIM, that's Walt, and the new QTH over on Lake Bowen. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. You're sounding good. You got a really good location there because it sounds like you're sitting right here in the room with me. So glad to hear you got your ham shack put back together. Look forward to hearing you call the net on Tuesday night. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it up to the patient group, the Q Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called. Begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango, Zulu, Whiskey,
Okay, Gabriel, I think that is you. The prefix of your call came out good. The suffix of your call got kind of down in the white noise. That control like to recognize KN4TZW, Gabriel, over in Hendersonville. Do I have that right, Gabriel? Give me a call back for confirmation there, because the suffix got kind of underwater there.
November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Yeah, it's in a bad spot there. Should be clear enough. British call.
All right, very good, Gabriel. Appreciate you confirming what I had there. I thought I had it right, but I wasn't 100% sure. Appreciate that confirmation. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all of the net.
4DJW. Please check in N4RLX, pilot and cross anchor. Good evening, everyone. Negative in the negative.
Okay, Negative, I'd like to recognize WN4S. That's Chris over in Lyman. Good to have you with tonight, Chris. You're sounding good. And N4RLX, that's pilot. Sounding good from cross anchor this evening. Good to have you with tonight, pilot. Hope all's going well with you. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. Name's Rod, we're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize W4WOZ. That is Rod. He is the mayor of Oz. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. You sounded good. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You guys stay safe. Any other check-ins or stations that would like to check in all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we made it through the alphabet in record time. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And we've got one rag chewer up on the list this evening. That's KC4EZ, and Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KC4EZ, good evening, Dave, and all the rest of the folks out there. Got jonquils and daffodils growing out of the yard. I've had to mow my grass, not the whole yard, but just the drain field. When you feed it nice warm water filled with nutrients all winter long, grass grows. And it was beginning to get a little bit too tall. Had a couple of white spots in the middle that got tall enough to where the green was, out on the end of the grass. Got our first COVID shot, and that went pretty well. The folks up here that are doing the work have got their act together. I still have my doubts about two or three levels above them, but the real people that you deal with are first class. And we got another 2 weeks to wait before we get the second shot. And according to what they told us, we wait 2 more weeks, and it takes that long for the vaccine to be fully effective. Started teaching technician licenses classes up here, the Westcars group doing it, and we're using Zoom, and we've got about 20 or so folks in the class, and about a half a dozen of them from the Atlanta area. And Zoom has allowed us to do some things that we couldn't do in a classroom. One of the teachers set up some equipment and showed, instead of pictures in the book, showed actual equipment demonstrating what the book was talking about. It takes a little bit longer, but I could tell from the questions the students were asking that the real-life demonstrations were getting through, whereas the pictures in the book weren't. And I've been monitoring the class, so I'll be teaching in a couple of weeks. And trying to get familiar with doing PowerPoint over Zoom, I've been doing that with merit badge classes with the Boy Scouts. And I'm the one in charge of my PowerPoint, and that's not the way we're doing these classes. The fellow who's heading up the class and running the PowerPoint is the host. And he's learning how to use it too. So it's been an interesting process, but it's also been fun. I've actually learned a couple of new things. So I've gotten a little bit better appreciation for a couple of other things sitting on the reel. And then other than that, we're just plugging along, still, you know, keeping low and keeping safe, because I think even after you have the vaccination and all of that, you can still get it. It's just that you won't get as sick. And I guess that is a good thing. It's not going to keep you from getting it, but at least that's what the stuff they put up on the screen while we were waiting after the shot. Well, bounce it back. Your court, Dave. W4DJW, KC4EZM.
Well, Harry, I can relate to the cutting the grass thing because I did that right after work. In fact, I bugged out a few minutes early from work, right before it was like 6 o'clock and sun was going to be down at 6:33. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be dark by 6:33, but it's going to be getting dark. So I got the lawnmower out and I buzzed the front and the backyard really quick. I didn't take my time about it. I was in a hurry. But I got both the front, because some of the grass was like 6 inches tall, and some of the grass, the blade at 3.5 inches high could barely touch the top of the grass blades. But anyway, it evened it all up, and it got a bunch of those leaves rustled up so that I could get the air blower out and get those leaves out of the grass. they kind of snuggled down in the grass, and that kind of helped fluff it up a little bit so that I could get the air blower and blow the leaves away. So I got that down before it got completely dark. So we're thinking alike there, because spring is going to probably, last time I checked, it was going to be 13 days till spring. And I think now it's probably a whole lot less than that, probably half of that or less till spring. Anyway, it's got to be getting close. But the doing PowerPoint with somebody else driving, that can get difficult. I've done that before where you have to tell them to go to the next slide or back up a slide or something, or they don't put it in presentation mode so that they've got those little thumbnails over there on the left so that they can click on the thumbnails, and then you have to tell them to put it in presentation mode. And if you don't tell them to do Shift F5 to put it in presentation mode, then when they put it in presentation mode, it goes back to the first slide and you have to start all over again. And well, you know how all that goes. It's just a hassle sometimes when somebody else is driving instead of you, but I can understand why they do it that way. But anyway, best of luck with that. I hope that works out well for you. Let's see what else. It's a weekend, officially. Officially for me, it's a weekend. I've been talking to Steve about what we're going to do this weekend. I got some work I've got to do over the weekend, and then I've got some honeydew things I got to get done over the weekend. So it's going to be a crowded weekend, but it's a crowded weekend's better than a non-crowded work day any day. Back to you, Harry. KC4EZN, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Yeah, crowded days can catch up with you. I've been retired for coming up on 21 years, and one of the things I learned real early on is there is a whole lot of really fun stuff out there to do, and you think that you have, you know, 8-9 hours maybe, you know, depending on how much driving you had to do to get to work. More time in the day, and you would be amazed at how quick you can fill that up with fun stuff, and you wake up one morning, and you wake up in a lather because you're already late, and you're shaking your head and saying, oh, wait a minute, I'm retired. Why am I in such a hurry, and why am I so frustrated and uptight and all that? And I finally had to learn to say no, even though it was going to be fun, and be a little bit more selective. And then I instituted a thing that I call back porch time. And that's just go sit on the porch and look at whatever there is to see. It doesn't matter, for about a half an hour. And, you know, then you get yourself slowed down, and then you can start picking the thing that's really, really fun instead of something that is just fun. And that's not a bad choice to have to make. It can be fun, but it can get hectic still, because, you know, and the only person driving the schedule is you and your wife. That's the other thing you have to take into consideration still, so. But been having fun and enjoying some of this warm weather. We're testing up here tomorrow.
We've got a church that will let us use their gymnasium, and we can space things out. And I think had 8 or 10 people supposedly signed up. We'll find out how many are there. But managing to sort of get things back into a semi-normal, and I think the new normal is going to be much, much different from what we remembered from a year ago. But I'm beginning to get used to Zoom, and about a month ago, I had a young man in one of my merit badge classes is in what they call the Transatlantic Council, and the Transatlantic Council Star State Boy Scout Troop, we've changed the logo now, it's Scout Me In, but units that are attached to military bases in Europe, and this young man was taking a merit badge with me, and I asked him what time it was, where he was at. He said midnight. Well, it's 4 o'clock here, so that tells you where he was at. But anyway, he sent me some work, and I evaluated and sent it back to me, and got a bounce-back response that he was not at home, and the email address, it was his dad's email address, and he's an IT tech at Q.edu. I think that's Qatar. That's that little spot on the Persian Gulf sitting on a whole bunch of oil. So I would not have had the opportunity to interface with somebody like that, you know, other than over Zoom, and I've had students from Hawaii, West Coast. Had a young man said he was in the Lone Star Council, and I said, that's Texas. He said, no, it's Wisconsin. I says, well, how much snow do you have in your yard? And he said, 3 feet. So those experiences are really, really neat, and, you know, if we weren't doing that, those would be things that I would have missed. That's just been fun. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
So the back porch time thing. So normally sometime after the mail lady runs, Maggie and I go out to the, we do the front porch time. We go out the front door and out to the mailbox and get the mail and come back. And Maggie's the little party worky. And Lucy is the cat. And Lucy was a rescue. She's like really, really timid. She'll step a foot out the door and she'll look either way. And then she'll step another foot out the door and then she'll look either way. But eventually she makes her way out to the yard, really slow, takes her time. But that's front porch time. And then after work today, we did some back porch time, where we went back on the backyard. Maggie and I went out there, and Lucy was slow like always. When we were out in the backyard, her head comes poking out the back door, and she's looking left, and she's looking right, and she'll take a step. Then she'll look left, and she'll look right, and she'll take a step. Well, about 10 feet into the backyard, I spotted a possum right square in the middle of the backyard. And I thought, wow, this is daytime. That's unusual. I see the possums on the cameras at nighttime, right? And when it's the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that. So I thought, first thing I thought is this possum might be sick. Well, that possum's about 10 feet on one side of me, and Maggie's on 10 feet on the other side of me. And the possum's bigger than the dog. To let you know, the dog's a little dog. And so I started walking to the possum to shoo it off of the lot. Well, the possum stops and turns around and looks at me. And then the possum starts coming my direction. So Maggie and I hightail it back up on the deck, and the possum goes under the deck. And that's what inspired me to get the lawnmower out and the weed blower out and make a whole lot of noise. And then I figure by nighttime that possum will say, it's just too noisy here, we're going to leave. Because I don't know if that possum's got rabies or what, but anyway, that's our back porch time. So everybody's got to have a little back porch time. Anyway, Lucy got about 10 feet out of the back door on the deck, and she sniffed the air, and when she sniffed that possum, she turned around and bolted for the door. All she had to do was smell that thing, and she was back in the house. But yeah, the experience is, you said 8 hours. It was 4 for you and midnight for him. That means it was 2 hours east of where I used to live over there, which was 6 hours separation, which meant put him probably on the other side of Italy, somewhere over there. Because where I lived in France was 6 hours difference between here. 1 hour would probably be Italy, and then another hour would be over there where you were talking about, where there's a lot of oil. a lot of oil in the ground over there. So that is really rich. And I mean, to get to spend time with somebody like that, going to visit on vacation is one thing, but spending really quality time with somebody else like that, that's of a total different culture, that can really enrich your life. I can understand exactly why you enjoyed that, both from both sides, right, from east and west, and probably north and south, the same thing. People up in Canada and people down in Argentina, you know, the same thing, same deal. People are different. It's just amazing how different we are, and at the same time, how alike we are, right? Because there's quality time. I used to spend time with a buddy of mine. His dad was a farmer, and he grew grapes, and they had their vidange at the end of the year every year, and I spent time with a grandfather that I had that was a farmer, and it was I would think while I was talking to my buddy's grandfather who lived on the other side of the earth, who was a farmer, and I would think about when I spent time talking to my grandfather, and it's the same conversation, different place and time, different spot on the earth, but they have this, they learned the exact same things, and they have an appreciation for the exact same things, and then you can get an appreciation for what they have an appreciation for. So that's pretty good, Harry. I understand how that can enrich your life. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, back to KC4EZN.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Yeah, the merit badge is backpacking, which people wonder, how do you do backpacking virtually online? Well, is like, I think it's either 10 or 11 requirements in that merit badge. The last four involve taking a hike starting out at 2 miles carrying your backpack, and the last one's taking a 35-mile hike that lasts over 5 days. So, you know, you build up, get experience, and but the rest of the requirements are bookwork. And I had one scoutmaster contact me. His boys had done the hiking part, but they had not done the bookwork part and didn't have anybody there that was willing to work with them, so they signed up for our classes. And believe it or not, I've had about a half a dozen scouts earn that merit badge, which is an interesting, you know, that's an interesting little number, because you said, now, how did y'all take that hike online? I said, well, you know, we had our cell phones out, and we videoed each other, and, you know, you just kind of make up stuff, and then people begin to understand that you're pulling their leg a little bit, but still, you know, working together like that, and it was interesting. This scout comes from a different culture than we do, and so his hike plan was a little bit different. My job is to evaluate his plan and see if he's covered all of his bases, which he did, and that's basically what I reported back to him, that, you know, he had done a good job of planning and, you know, go for it. But still, it pointed out differences. And like I say, if you lived in Italy, the cultural things do come into play, and you just have to learn to live with them, go with the flow, because you are in their backyard. And it's interesting. And, you know, with the common thread of the scout program in there, there is something we would have in common that we could talk about, that, you know, both of us, and again, he is with a unit that is registered with the Boy Scouts of America, so, you know, we have that common thread, and whether he's from the Middle East or Hawaii, cultures are different, local customs are different, you know, geography, styles, just everything. But you still got that common thread, and it makes it work. Anyway, that's about what's going on here. Been playing with a computer. I think I told you I had one laptop I liked died, and I bought another one just like it. I mean, literally, except it didn't have a hard drive, so I was able to pull the hard drive out of the computer that didn't work and stick it in the one that did work, and Microsoft was happy. Did not get any ugly messages that you're no longer activated. I got that back in business, and for a relatively inexpensive price. Much. I think I stumbled over a deal. And since the company selling it was in Rock Hill, South Carolina, it came with a battery in a truck. So I got and the battery holds the charge. And this is a computer that was started selling in 2006. So, you know, we're not talking about something brand new, but basically very painlessly got it back into operation, and that's the, since it's a 17-inch laptop, that's the one I use for my Zoom class, and then I've got a second screen mounted above it that's a 19-inch TV. And that's where I've got my two screens. And that works really well for that class. A smaller laptop is just not quite enough screen space, or at least ways not to my personal taste. But with that, I think we'll bounce it back and cross your fingers that there's a second ship coming. Enjoy talking. My radio tells me that I've talked enough now. It went beep, beep. So I'm going to say W4DJW, back to you, KC4EZ.
Well, that was good, Harry, because on the EZ, and part of the end is when it hung up on you. So you timed that perfectly. Anyway, I enjoyed it tonight, too. It's good conversation. And you did get us into time that second shift ought to be here. Speaking of which, then you know, the stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, keep it on. Good evening, Dave, everybody on this. Just check me in and out.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
DJW. Hey, please check in. November 9, Gulf Sierra X-ray Mike. And I'll also check in. November 9, Papa Kilo Papa Jama. Over here in West Union, good evening, Dave, and all on the net. Hope you're having a good evening. No traffic.
JW. Even Amy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Dave and Amy, and all on the net.
Okay, second shift has arrived. Net control would like to recognize K4OSH. That's Pat over in Malden. Good to have you with tonight, Pat. You and Keith keyed up at the same time, and I had already started typing your... when you let up off the mic, that's when I heard Keith. So I got you first and Keith second. K4OSH, Pat over in Malden. Good to have you as night, Pat. KE4ZHF, that's Keith over in Columbus. Good to have you as night, Keith. You're sounding good as well. N9GSX, that's Mike. Bring with him N9PKP, Miss Jama. I hope your ears were burning the other day, Mike. Boy, I was on the telephone talking about you. Hope you're doing well. I heard you had to have some surgery, but hope that's all over with and you're getting better. Good to have you back on the radio. KI4DOS, that's Gary, and K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. Good to have you as night, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. You guys stay safe. Any other second shifters that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW.
GSX, well, I hope you weren't saying too many bad things about me, Dave. Just kidding. Hope you're doing well. Yes, I'm doing much better.
Well, that's good to hear, Mike. Hope you are doing better. No, I wasn't saying bad things about you. I was just saying we need you. We need you to come help us out. I was getting some equipment geared up for a trip to the mountain. And I don't know if you're up to it or when you're up to it, but you could stay where you are and still help us out, right from where you are. It's just the knowledge that's in your noggin that we need.
Glad to help you if possible. On the drifting carrier that's interfering with everything, I do know there was a complaint filed with the FCC enlisting some help because it's also interfering with VHF commercial stuff also. If that's what it's in regard to, But go ahead.
That is what it is. We were going to go up there with some of our Australian sniffers, right? And some Yagis, and also an SDR radio with a waterfall so that we can get a spectrum analysis going of that, of wherever that thing is, and tune to the frequency that it's on and see if we could find it. I learned a lot from last time we had a conversation with you on that, and I have tried those techniques. The thing I struggle with is reflections, and being able to determine if a reflection is louder than, equal to, or not as loud as the main signal. And that's a little bit difficult. But I did listen, and to where you were telling me, if you take 10 steps forward and then you take 10 steps back and it's still there, then it's a reflection, right? Or something like that, something you were telling me. You got to keep going till you break through that. But the thing for me is with the noise from the reflections is about as, with the quality of hearing that I have, is about equal to the noise of the main signals itself. So that's the only thing I really struggle with now.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you're using the sniffer or the SDR, but try to try to turn your RF gain down until the point it's still detectable, and go for the strongest signal and see where that leads you. And let me start over. If you can hear it and see it on the SDR, that's a plus. Then move away from the tower site and see if you can still see it and get another reading. But each time you get, let me say this. If you're on top of the mountain and you can get it, turn your RF gain down to the point to where it's still got a detectable signal on the SDR or the sniffer, well, on the SDR, let's say that, and then sweep and see which direction you can get. Then move away from the mountain and do the same thing and try to get another reading. And the lower the gain and still see it should cut down on reflections.
So keep going down on the gain, down on the gain, down on the gain until there's only one left, and that's the real thing. That's the real deal.
Not necessarily, but it enhances the likelihood, yes. But once you start, if you're on top of the mountain, say, and then you get a reading, and you can radio to the other guy somewhere else off the mountain, and have him put that frequency in and see if he can detect it. But the farther away with the less gain, the less likelihood of picking up reflections will be. Whereas up on the mountain there at the tower site, you got all that metal and things re-radiating. And if it's something that's an Intermod product, which I don't think it is. I think you're chasing some type of oscillator or something that's went into oscillation, like another television preamp or a old-time scanner front end or something like that that's radiating. But as you spread out and still can get readings, you should be able to get more reliable bearings because you'll have less reflections.
Well, that's another thing we're going to try to do is get three people from three different locations to get a vector of a location and a magnitude and a direction from three different locations, and then find out where they all cross. But that and use that software you were talking about on the cell phone to find out where they all cross to see if that helps. Or another thing we talked about was three different locations on the same mountain. But it appears as though it could be from different mountaintops too. So We just got a lot of work to do. But anyway, I brought up your name when we were talking about it just because you've been so much help to us in the past. But I didn't know you weren't well at the time. But it sounds like you're doing better, and that's a good thing.
9GSX in the group. Yeah, I am. And working part-time. They're trying to get me to go back full-time right now, but we got to finish up some cardiac rehab stuff. But anyhow, if you use the Fox Hunt Pro app on the phone, you can all feed your bearings in to the server, and it'll show every one of you on your Fox Hunt Pro all of your locations and your bearings instantaneous as it uploads to the server. And that helps tremendously.
That's probably that and the SDR to find out what frequency it's on, because you can see the whole lower half of the band all at once. Those two things together, I think, is what's going to help us get it. But I do appreciate every little bit of help is useful. Appreciate that, Mike.
Dave, no problem at all. And let me know if you got other questions. Or I think I tried to hear it from here before and couldn't. But, if without having a spectrum analyzer, the SDR is going to give you what you need to know is a level and a frequency, because that thing moves up and down. It just acts like one I had chased down, took about 2 years to do, up in Indiana, and it was a Weingard BC210 television amplifier. And it would go from the aircraft band all the way up in to 440 band, and it was relative to temperature and humidity. And I probably told you that story before, but we ended up had the U.S. Marshals involved and FCC and everybody else, and ended up having the utility company cut the power off to the house to prove it, to get the evidence to confirm to the FCC and get federal orders to get the guy to comply. And finally I was able to locate the television preamp was the problem.
Well, I hated headed to go that far. I was going to ask you how the guy took it, but I take it he didn't take it very well when you let him know. I guess, like some of the times people will have a transmitter that accidentally gets hung up on the input for this frequency, and we'll track them down for a few days, and when we finally find them, we'll go knocking on the door, and its first is, no, that's not me. And then you'll see their eyes kind of look over to the corner, and they'll say, wait a minute. Right? And then next thing you know, you're following them down to the basement or wherever their ham shack is, and it's completely pitch black in there, and there's this one little red light glowing in the corner. And they flip on the light, and it's over there, and LCD says 6-1 or 0-1. And they say, now, how'd that happen? You know, a cat walked across their mic and stepped on a mic that does a push it in the turn, things like that. So normally people like that, they were very apologetic, but it sounds like you had one that was quite the opposite. Anyway, I hate that happened, but good to know that there are avenues for both types. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
First knock on the door, he met me at the door with a shotgun. And the guy, you know, of course, trying to explain to him what we were doing and why, and very defiant, and he was a very private individual too, which I respect that, but he absolutely was not going to cooperate. And I found out where he worked and had a mutual friend talk to him, and he at least understood that I could talk to him long enough to understand that this was going to get FCC involved. And he ended up hiring an attorney, and the FCC was threatening forfeitures of $50,000 per day after a while, because he was just defiant. And he was more than happy to get a hold of me then, after his attorney told him You know, you could be getting charged $50,000 a day after this date. You might want to talk to that guy that's trying to help you. And he was a lot more cordial. That took a while, but we got there. And it was right interesting.
Well, Mike, sometimes a little education goes a long way. He probably helped him out quite a bit since it didn't get to the point to where it did cost him a lot. At least now he knows it can go that far. And when you live in a society, right, you don't live as a hermit, right, and you live down where other people live, and you got electronic equipment running, those people have rights as well, and your rights end where their nose begins. So it sounds like you gave him a good, you did him a favor, right, by letting him know that, yeah, privacy does have its value, but you also live in a society with other people, right, and you got to respect those people as well. What else you got for us tonight, Mike?
Wiped you out, Dave, but I got it anyway. I understood what you said. But that's all I got. Yeah, give me a holler if you still got my phone number, don't you?
Yeah, that's how I found you.
Holler if you need help, and if you got more questions, we'll help you any way we can, Dave. That's all I got. 73, good to hear you, and tell Amy A. And we'll talk at you later in 9GSX 73.
Good talking to you, Mike. You guys take care and stay safe. Good talking to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Yeah. And Miss Amy, you're well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sorry I'm late. We were doing a 6-meter net tonight. I'm going to have to call it. But anyway, good to hear you, Dave. Hope you had a good net. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to you, Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. That's where I'll wait.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control lock to recognize W4IOE. That's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you as night, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And everybody be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday at 8 o'clock on 14664. Just a click or two up from where you are right now with a PL tone of 91.5. He has a 8 o'clock Sunday net. It's 8 o'clock p.m. Sundays, 14664, tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with him. I'm sure he'd appreciate that, and I'm sure you would enjoy it. And afterwards, stick around for the Slow Scan TV net. I'm sure you'll enjoy that as well. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly said hello. And K4XB, that's Tommy. He's over in southern Granville County. Good to have you this night, Tommy. Glad you checked in. I thought we were going to miss you this evening. Anyway, appreciate you being with us today. Take care. Stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KJ4RQZ, Nathan, will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Check in with Nathan. I'm sure he'll appreciate that tomorrow night. Have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got everybody. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.